You're listening to the Play, Teach, Talk podcast. I'm Tiffany Thompson, a speech pathologist with over 20 years of expertise in working with children under 3 years of age and their families to help them understand language and communicate more effectively. My specialty is in working with emerging communicators with few or no true words to reduce their frustration, help them interact and play with their peers and family, and learn to truly enjoy the back and forth of functional communication throughout their daily routines. This podcast is not intended to diagnose speech-language disorders, but is more of a general set of suggestions for children who are experiencing delays in their language skills. For recommendations or therapy specific to your child's needs, consultation or evaluation with a licensed speech-language pathologist in your city is highly suggested. This is season 4, episode 17 of the Play Teach Talk podcast. Whole word learning versus phonics. This is a little bit higher level of a skill, but I think if you have a young child, and especially if you have a young child who's beginning to be interested in letters at this point, I wanted to talk about this and just give you a brief overview so that you know the different kinds of learning styles that kids have. It's important to look at that when it comes to learning in basis of chunks, you know, just like we talked about Gestalt learning in the past, that not all kids who are Gestalt learners are children who are autistic, but many autistic children are Gestalt language learners where they learn in chunks. This is kind of the text version of that. Kids learning in whole words versus learning the sounds and the rules of the sounds. Part of the reason I bring this up is because way back in, I believe it was the late 70s or early 80s, there was a huge debate over which way was a better way to teach children to learn how to read. And so I think what they decided on in like the early 80s was phonics, which is, any of you all who are a little bit older, maybe in your 30s, you might remember Hooked on Phonics being a big deal. And they were selling the little kits and things that you could get on TV, and Hooked on Phonics was kind of the big thing. Well, there's been a resurgence about, okay, really, what's the best way for kids to learn how to read? And just like a lot of learning styles and things that we're learning more about how brains work and how people learn, we're understanding that it's kind of an of course now because we know better, but that, you know, there's not really only one way to teach the brain how to do things, and different brains are going to respond to different learning activities and styles in a different way. So what I wanted to do is talk to you a little bit about what the phonics-based approach versus the whole word approach, how they benefit kids and how they work better for different learning styles or left brain versus right brain types of teaching. And just to give you this information, I'll put some links in the show notes to other places that you can get this information. But so currently, I think we are mostly doing phonics. And I'm going to back up and just tell you that when we recognize words as little kids, usually we recognize them in the brand names of the things that we like. If you like going to Target, or you like going to Walmart to shop for things, or if you like a certain fast food restaurant, or if you have a certain TV show that you really like to watch, kids start to recognize the symbols and the text that go with those things first. So in a way, we start to recognize whole words to mean something that is motivating for us before we ever start to decode words in phonics. So phonics is more of a focused and sequential way of learning how to look at words and reading. It's more of a left brain way of picking apart, I guess, words or trying to figure out what a word is. Kids who are good at a phonics approach are the decoders. They're good at learning the rules of the language and the text that they're trying to discriminate. And when they look at new words, we really need that kind of approach, that ability to understand the rules of the particular language that they're trying to read, and then being able to use those rules that they know to decipher a new word. And boy, in English, it can be particularly difficult because even a vowel combination can be pronounced differently. Like an AU or an OA, or, you know, even our THs. Sometimes we voice a TH for these, or, and then sometimes you devoice it for like three. And so that's where decoding can be kind of difficult, because you have to be able to have the ability to learn a lot of different rules about how those sounds and sound combinations work together to make different words. Whole word learning is more of a right-brained approach. It's holistic, and it also uses a lot of context cues to help kids understand words and learn to read them. It's all about predicting, and it's all about looking at the language, and can help with language comprehension too, since you're using heavily the context around you to understand the language. This is also why in early books for younger kids, there are usually pictures that illustrate what's going on in the text. And that is definitely that whole word approach. That's why those pictures are there, is to help a child who's learning how to read understand what those words might mean as they're trying to guess what's going on there. So that's basically more guessing. Basically, when we're reading those words, anything that you haven't learned by sight in a chunk is what you're going to be trying to guess on. And we really truly need both to learn how to read. We need to be able to predict and use our context cues in the language around the words that we're guessing, as well as learning how to decode words to do that. And I think that, just to kind of sum up, basically both of these approaches can be good, and it really just takes observing your child and understanding how well they get the predictability of a word that they see out in the wild versus being able to understand the rules of reading to actually pick apart parts of a word and to make that help them learn to read. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, it would help me greatly if you subscribe or leave a 5-star review. For additional content, including YouTube videos, articles, handouts, and help catered specifically to your child's needs, please visit playteachtalk.com.